For those who aren't Christians, who do not believe in Christ, this is the one gospel that they struggle with the most. It seems about a matter of justice. If someone has committed some offense against us, well, then they deserve something else. They deserve punishment, payback. But since Jesus is telling us just the opposite, it seems illogical. Why would I let somebody smack me in the face? Why would I let somebody take advantage of me? Why don't I just write across my back, "Wipe your feet here first"? People are going to take advantage of us. That doesn't seem like it's the right thing to do. In the book of Leviticus, God tells the people to be holy as he himself is holy. The call to holiness is not just about following of rules or checking a block. It's a way of life. It's this is what we are called to be. Then we need to look to the Lord to give us that grace and strength to be our motivation, our model. Not like the world tells us to be, but how God tells us to be. And God is telling us that revenge is not the answer to life's problems. Revenge is life's problems. So many times throughout the scriptures, we hear God calling different people to enter into relationship with them, and time again, we hear them falling short, choosing sin, choosing idolatry, going the opposite way. And time again, we see God constantly reaching out to his people, extending his hand of mercy, love, and forgiveness. And the supreme act of his love and forgiveness is he sends us his son, Jesus, that through his death and resurrection, we may have life, that we may be reconciled to Jesus and to God the Father in reparation for the sins we have committed. Last Sunday, Jesus told us that it's not only wrong to kill, but don't even get angry. It's not only wrong to commit adultery, don't even have lustful thoughts. Don't even lie about things. Let your words be true. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Meaning, if you start off with little things, if those little things start to become a part of your life, then they can grow up to be killing or adulterous or lying. All those things start small, not always big, but just something small, and we allow it to build, to continue to take over our hearts and our minds. God always goes the extra mile for us, even when we don't always go the extra mile for him. St. Paul reminds us that we are the temple of the Lord. God dwells with each one of us from the day of our baptism. And if this is true, and it is, then our ways cannot be the opposite of God's. God has to be our motivation. The example of Jesus, who offered forgiveness from the cross to those who crucified him, is our model. The effects of our sinfulness hurts not only Christ, but hurts the body of Christ, all of us. But when we choose to forgive, when we choose to not respond in those negative ways, we are growing in holiness and virtue, and it has an effect with our relationship with Christ, and it does have an effect on our world. This is tough to follow. I know it's true. It's tough for me to follow. It's hard to turn the other cheek when somebody puts you down, to feel like you're being taken advantage of. We're called to take the higher road. And when we are willing to go that extra mile, even though the words hurt and the actions sting, we are advancing the kingdom of God. We're growing in holiness. We're becoming a true disciple of Christ. And those who are mean to us, that's an occasion for us to pray for them. Lord, you touch their hearts. You take care of them. You do whatever you need. And I believe the Lord will take care of that situation. But we also need to remember, too, that there may be times in our lives that we have been on the giving end and not just always on the receiving, where our words and actions have not reflected Christ. So am I living out what God has called me to be? Am I being the disciple Jesus calls me to be? As we approach the season of Lent this Wednesday, this would be a great opportunity for us to examine our hearts, our lives, our motivations, our words, our actions, everything. Is this what God wants? Am I being that disciple God has called me to be? Am I being intentional of being a Christian person? And if there's areas in our life that we need to change, though, then let's go to confession. Let's repent and turn to the Lord, whose mercy endures forever. And may we use these 40-day retreat to grow in holiness and to become God's people and to be the true disciple the Lord wants us to be.